asking me about. They had the story about the commercial with the female pitcher in Major League Baseball. Have you seen that AT&T? Where are you going to be when the first woman pitches in the major leagues?
No, I didn't see that.
It's a commercial, and we were talking
about
that.
Must be on NFL preseason games.
It might be on NFL preseason games, but could happen. We will see if it happens anytime soon.
Ooh, I just think the fact to get up to the high 80s, low 90s, you're looking at a physical deal in baseball.
I did say I thought baseball was the most likely sport that a female could play professionally, but not a pitcher.
Not a pitcher.
Yeah, it's to me that would just be
that would be very impressive. Tough.
All right, we're going to get a break. When we come back, we'll talk Bombers. We're going to talk Texans. We're going to talk Hard Knocks. Whatever y'all want to talk about, hit us up, 229-1939. We will get to it. Zaggy Nation, powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM, 102.7.
Like the Zone FM, the Zone HD, or Sports Radio 1150 by visiting facebook.com/zone1150. You're listening to KZNE, KNDE HD3, and KNDE HD4, K274CM, College Station Bryan.
I'm Jay Berman. Training camps continuing across the country. Never surprised when this guy makes headlines.
Slant over the middle. It is caught. And it's a touchdown to Sean Jackson.
Sean Jackson, very talented, and he is very much aware.
I'm comfortable and confident in myself that I don't think no one could guard me, so I don't feel no one can stop me. You could go get Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, whoever you want to get. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're competing. We're out here. We're working.
All right. This guy has a new team and perhaps a new responsibility.
They're going to Graham, and he's got the catch for the touchdown.
Jimmy Graham, now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Things will change on the field for the star tight end, according to the star tight end.
Last year, I was pretty banged up, so you know, kind of midway through the year, I kind of stopped blocking, and I just routed people up. So now here, I'm blocking quite a bit.
All right, elsewhere, apparently the Eagles have interest in extending the contract of Sam Bradford. All right, to the diamond now. History made last night in Arlington.
Beltran, a deep drive.
In 5 innings.
Oh, wow.
The cycle in 5 innings.
Adrian Beltre homered in his 4th at-bat to complete his 3rd career cycle. He became the first player since the 1930s to accomplish the feat. Meanwhile, several top pitching prospects making their debuts tonight. Henry Owens for the Red Sox against the Yankees. John Gray takes the mound for the Rockies with the Mariners in town. Golf, Rory McIlroy's team has denied a report that he was scheduled to play practice round at Whistling Straits this Saturday ahead of the PGA. I'm Jay Burke.
Jim Rome here, inviting you to join the jungle weekdays 12 till 3 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Zinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. Each Saturday through August 15th, children of all ages are invited to participate in hands-on history at Blinn's Star of the Republic Museum. This Saturday, learn buzzsaw toys. Head to the Arts Center through August 29th to see the Summer Artist in Residence solo show. Sebastian Cower has spent the summer creating a series of cinematic portraits. Visit acbv.org for more information. The City of Bryan is recruiting citizens to serve on one of its many boards, committees, and commissions. The application form is available at bryantx.gov. Today, mostly sunny, high of 99, heat index to 105. Tonight, partly cloudy and 77. The Houston Texans Stampede Tour is spending the day in BCS, and you're invited to shake some hands, get some autographs, take some photos, and watch the game with the Texans at Wings & More. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
A lot can happen in 1 second. A tender embrace, sharing a smile, enjoying the sunset, or watching a loved one take their last breath. Herman Sons Life Insurance.
We're there for you because every second does count.
Herman Sons, taking care of you.
At Herman Sons Life Insurance, we've been protecting Texans for more than 150 years, designing life insurance plans to meet your family's needs. Herman Sons is built on family values and protection, offering unique membership benefits, from a summer youth camp and dance classes to a retirement home. Our agents are ready to work with you with life insurance products tailor-made for your family. To find out more, go to HermanSons.org. That's HermanSons.org. Or call 800-234-4124. Herman Sons Life Insurance, helping you protect what matters most.
Because every second does count.
Hot is here. What did you expect in the Brazos Valley in August? But Rattlers has great food and drink specials to fill you up and quench your thirst. Check out these great specials. Jimmy Dean Blazing Hot Sandwich and any size fountain drink or coffee, only $2. Or a fully loaded ballpark hot dog, only $1 with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Be sure to stop by after work for an 18-pack of ice-cold beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan. There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texax Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
This is the Zone FM 102.7 Sports Radio 1150.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. It's the second hour of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Sesta. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of cool shows and great events coming in, so check that out. Again, mscopus.org. We are joined now because we couldn't quite make the connection last week. I thought he was coming in. He thought we were calling. We zigged. He zagged.
Meet him halfway. Text him.
Well, and you know how he's so busy that if he's zigging and you're zagging, you're just not going to meet up with him. So we've got him this week. Uri Geva with the Brazos Valley Bombers joins us to talk about what's going on this week and then what's been going on. How's it been going?
Well, it's the last week of the season coming up, and then it's unbelievable. The summer's almost over. And you still have two more regular season games that are going to be incredible. And I just found out all the reserved seats have been sold out for the first playoff game. We still have general admission seats available for Saturday night. But it's going to be an intense, fun week and some great baseball. So you're asking what's coming up. We're looking at Thursday is back. That will be the last Thursday night game of the year, followed by a fireworks finale that is also Aggie Night with Taiwan Bobblehead. It's just going to be an epic evening of Aggie-ness and all about the Aggie spirit and obviously about winning because it will be the last regular season game of the 2015 season. And then he followed up with Kids Free Playoff Saturday. So really thrilled about the next week of what we've got going on.
Uri, when you look at the record book of the TCL, how do you guys go ahead and determine what is the best team? I don't really say that. You had a lot of rainouts, but the Bombers right now are playing at an 8.09 clip, which is unheard of with four games left. But you're not going to be able to probably get a lot of – most wins you can get is 42, but if you swept the table, you would have an over 800 winning percentage. How do you do that in a record book?
I think we'll go by winning percentage. We understood a long time ago that with our schedule, with playing every day of the week, you truly don't have time to make up games. And so unless you're going to see that same opponent in the same half, unless you're going to play at the same location, then you can throw in a doubleheader. And a lot of the times you have also limitations on how many doubleheaders you can do in a week. So a long time ago, we went to a games behind and the winning percentage. And so the games behind is the number one criteria for rankings in the TCL, because then playing less or more doesn't affect you as much as it does the winning percentage. And then secondary, it would be the winning percentage. So you look at both of those things, and I think this season, this will be the best TCL team if they can wrap up these four games with some W's.
Correct. With that being said, as I did notice, your first round opponent will be East Texas the way this goes. Am I correct on that?
That's right. So the okay. Bombers clinched first round victory, home field advantage. And so we are home on Saturday, and we will play the four seed, which will be the East Texas Pumpjacks. The Acadiana Canecutters from Lafayette will host the other semifinal game. They will be playing the Victoria Generals in a one-and-done, and that will be their first playoff game at home there in Lafayette. So they're excited about it. They're looking forward to having that home field advantage. And then the winners will face off on Sunday, Monday, and if necessary, on Tuesday. So if the Bombers prevail on Saturday night, we will be on the road Sunday and back home Monday night for hopefully, if we're sweeping, a championship game that Monday.
I know you probably talked to Coach Dixon, but what caught my eye is the other night East Texas pitched a pitcher for his second time with them. He held the Bombers to one run. My guess is you might be seeing him in the playoffs. Don't know that for sure, but has East Texas done some maneuvering here late to put their best team on the field?
Absolutely, and everyone has as well as we've added a couple of pitchers, and everyone is, you know, as the rosters drop off, people have to leave to go back to school. People have an inning limit, and everyone is trying. Now, I would say that our coaching staff, superior to the other teams, understands that who you're going to face pretty soon, and so they've realized that we're going to face either East Texas or potentially the Woodlands back before they kind of collapse. And so at that point, they started to schedule the pitchers accordingly so they would not face the teams we're going to see in the first round. So clearly the Pumpjacks don't believe in that. They've had several of their best pitchers that have been added in the last 2 weeks face us. And that's going to give us an advantage because we'll know them when we're talking about Saturday night.
And that being said, is you have a little bit of rivalry with East Texas. The fact is you guys have just been so dominating this year. As you mentioned, I guess you're going to win two or three of these last games. You will be the best team of all times. But really, that's going to matter little unless you guys add the third title.
Well, and that's why it's so important to play at home. And the coaching staff harped on it in the first half of the season. Coach Dixon is actually, I believe, 0-3 on the road in playoff games. And so he understood, you know, you look at his records, you look at all these winning percentages, you look at all these wins on the road in the playoffs, 0-3. So hopefully this season he breaks that in the Sunday game. But you got to get through that first round. You got to win that one and done. And it's amazing to do it at Cellico Field, with the support from the Brazos Valley, with knowing that the grandstand's already sold out and you still can get general admission tickets to add to that atmosphere, and kids still get in free on Saturday. So it's going to be awesome, electric, and I just can't wait to celebrate the opportunity to go into a championship series.
Now, this team had pretty much clinched, I would say, probably 10, 15 games into the second half that they were going to be the best team in the league overall, be the number one overall seed. How was this team able to continue to win through the dog days of summer when they really had nothing to play for other than you could say, well, they're going to be the best team maybe in history, what have you. But why was this team been able to keep winning?
I visited with our second baseman, Jimmy Norris, who has all kinds of crazy stolen base records for the Bombers as well as the school. And he told me, hey, we are not getting the double-digit losses. I mean, they just set out some crazy goals for themselves. They truly enjoy each other. You see that camaraderie and everyone working together in the dugout. Everyone's having a good time, no matter if we were up or down. And obviously up a lot this season, but they're enjoying the time. The teamwork is there, one for all for one, and not a lot of players who are me first, if any, on our roster. So everyone's really excited about it. Also, the national rankings through the college summer ball rankings on Twitter, that has motivated them to stay in the top 10, to stay in the top 5, or to get to the top 5. And so, and again, Coach Dixon, Coach Gillum, Coach Cox, working with the guys, keeping it loosey-goosey enough, but still serious business.
All right, it should be another fun week out there. I know you guys will have a little bit of extra support on Thursday because I believe that is when the Eagle We'll be hanging out.
Oh, man.
Nice. There you go.
They've been passing around the sign-up sheet. What was that?
A perfect night for the Eagle on Thirsty Thursday, Dollar Beer Night.
I don't know that that's a coincidence or not. I won't make any sort of comment on that. I do know we'll all be out there on Thursday. Should be a fun time. Get out there last few games of the year before we really have nothing to do until football starts.
And one last thing, the way the scheduling went, kind of strange you're going to end up with East Texas and play them again in the playoffs right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. Just you look at it, and the King Cutters are at home those last two games before their playoff, and we're home right before. I couldn't have figured out who we'd play, and so kind of funny that we are playing them back-to-back and then the really important game. But, you know, on Friday night with our Aggie night is going to be also, you know, the Eagle might not be there celebrating on the party deck, but that last fireworks show of the year, I mean, it's going to be epic.
There we go. Should be fun. Uri, thanks for being with us. We'll see you out there at the ballpark this week.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
There you go. Always good to get him on here and see how the season's wrapping up. Going to be a fun week out there.
I'll tell you what, I was Ty Warren bobbleheads. Anytime they have a bobblehead night, it's big because they typically have about one or two of those a year. But I was kind of worried, wondering if they'd have the fireworks with things so hot. But they're able to have the fireworks, so they definitely will be packing the stadium on Friday night.
There we go. We're going to go to break. We'll come back and... I believe Shereen is going to join us now. She's been waiting. I think we're going to get her on after the break. So come back with us. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
The 12th Man Foundation is accepting applications for the 2015 Premium Services Concierge Team. This team works with donors and guests in the premium seating areas of Kyle Field during all home football games. Applications must be submitted by Wednesday, August 5th at 4 p.m. To apply, visit 12thmanfoundation.com and click the About tab to find employment information. Call 979-260-7596 for more information.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. Even at home, water helps improve our quality of life. During the summer in Texas, however, pools can lose several inches of water due to evaporation every couple of days. That's about 120 gallons of water. The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back to school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Each Thursday, listen in to win your tickets to the Astros and the Bombers on the Louis Belina Show.
Louis Belina Show.
Powered by teamofnavasota.com on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna, and we are joined now by football insider for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Shireen Williams. Shireen, what was Jason Garrett saying that was so important?
Well, it wasn't really Jason. They announced today that Darren Woodson will be going into the Ring of Honor on November 1st against the Seattle Seahawks. So that was a big announcement why everything was kind of pushed back today.
Okay. Well, I guess we can – that sounds
– Still no Jimmy Johnson
sounds
in the ring.
Slightly okay. More important. Yeah. Sounds slightly more important than us. So I guess we'll let that one go. Shireen, it's been a – I don't know if it's been a long summer for you or a short summer, but it's back. You're at the Cowboys camp out there in California. How's it going? What are the stories we need to know? What's been the mood out there this week?
Well, I think they're excited about getting started. They've had 2 days in pads so far. It's a little different than I know Cease remembers it. Used to, they'd come out and start with the pads right away and 2 days and all that, and they don't do that anymore. Certainly, we've been here a week now, and they've been in pads for 2 days. So that's a little different than it used to be. We got a day off yesterday, and so it's a different era the way they do things. But they're excited. They're ready to go and ready to see, you know, what some of these young guys can do. I think that's the biggest thing, is to see how they fit in and what roles they might are going to have on this team. And, you know, specifically, we talk about the running game and the defense are two areas they need to get better in. The pass rush, if we're going to get even more specific on defense, the pass rush on defense, where they had only 28 sacks last season.
I was interested in your take as a veteran NFL writer on the way that the Cowboys handled the fight at practice. It being on the actual team website with, you know, the video and the reactions and all that kind of stuff. Were you a little bit surprised that the team itself would cover itself on a fight that happened like that? Or is that just kind of something you expect to see these days?
If it had been 31 other teams, the answer would have been yes. The Dallas Cowboys, no. It's kind of how they got their America's Team motto and how that label stuck with them. And Jerry's kind of carried that on from the Clint Murchison and Gil Brandt out here today, but from that era of the 1960s and 70s when this team started. And that's how they made their mark. They're smart enough to get in the NFC East, so they were always on national television at the time. Obviously, not every team was on TV all the time, but they knew they could get in those big markets, and they were smart about things. And Jerry Jones just carried that on. I don't think he cares what you say or how you say it. Just spell his name right and spell Cowboys right, and he's good with it.
You're heading up to the Hall of Fame for the induction this week, and then, of course, the Hall of Fame game will be on Sunday, which is sort of the unofficial start to the unofficial football season. It's the first taste. We all get a little bit of at least some people in pads hitting each other. But what are you looking forward to up there? Any particular speech or moment or event you're looking forward to most up there?
Well, I think Charles Haley is going to be worth the price of admission. You know, he's half nuts, so he's been here this past week. I think he's going back to Dallas now, but he's half nuts, so his speech could be really, really fun to listen to. And I'm excited that the Seau family gets to have a say in the ceremony, as I think they should. And I understand the reasons they stopped doing that a few years ago, but I think it's only appropriate that the family gets to say something. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. It'll be a good class. It's always one of my favorite weekends of the year when I get to go, and it may be a long time now before I get to go again because, you know, the Cowboys may not have another player to go in for several years now. I think this is going to be it for a while unless there's a seniors candidate, a Cliff Harris or a Drew Pearson or a Leroy Jordan or Chuck Halley, who the seniors committee puts up, or if Jerry Jones or Gil Brand is on the contributors committee, which I'm a part of, and actually go back and vote on that in September. So, you know, unless it's one of those guys, it's just going to be a long wait, and Jason Witten or DeMarcus Ware might be the next guy to go in.
Des Bryant, getting back to him having the fight, what kind of year do you expect from him? He's been in the headlines the whole time.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a huge year, Steve. He's just really a really good player, and he made his first Pro Bowl last season and really stepped up and became one of the top receivers in football, and he's kind of the heartbeat of this team, and I think that's well put to say that about him. He is. He's passionate. He's emotional. And sometimes it goes a little bit overboard as it did the other day. And he's got to control that a little better than he has. But, you know, he's got his big contract now. So he's got to live up to that and play as well as he did last year and do that for multiple seasons for the team. But I think he will.
What's one or two teams you're looking at in the preseason for something to happen with them, Shireen?
Well, it's a really interesting question. You know, there's a lot of them out there. You want to see the Texans, obviously, with the quarterback situation, and who maybe they're going to go with a quarterback. I'd like to see Ryan Tannehill for obvious reasons to see how much he's improved. I think they could be really good. Even they were good on defense last year, but even better on defense this year. But I'd like to see, you know, how they're going to play on offense. And we're not going to know much about the Minnesota Vikings. I can't wait to see Adrian Peterson back on the field. And they come to Dallas in the preseason, but it doesn't sound like he's going to play any in the preseason. So it sounds like, you know, we'll have to wait until the regular season to see him. But that's just some teams. Obviously, Philadelphia is a big story going into the season. And, you know, is Chip Kelly a moron or is Chip Kelly a genius? And I think that's a big question to be answered. And a big part of that, I think, is keeping Brad healthy and on the field. So I think they're going to be a really interesting team to watch as we go forward in the preseason and then into the regular season.
Do you think Chip Kelly's the kind of guy, if it doesn't go well, he could just pack it in and go back to college?
I don't think there's any doubt about that, and I could see that happening, whether it's after this year or a couple years down the road or whatever the case may be. But I think that having college football is back in his future. I don't know if he thinks he can out-team people in the NFL. You know, he's traded off and gotten rid of and failed to re-sign so many of his great weapons, Deshaun Jackson's, the LeSean McCoy's, the Jeremy Macklin's, and to me, it's just hard to win in this league without players, and I just look at the roster, and I just don't see very many real talented playmakers there anymore. They used to scare you, and I don't know that they do that anymore, and I think he thinks he can out-team people. We'll see if he can. Maybe he can. You know, maybe that's going to be the case, and we will be looking at him as a genius, but, you know, I think that it has a lot to do with the players in the NFL. You have to have players. Yes, you have to have teams. You got to have good coaching staff, but you got to have the players, too, and you know, you just look at some of these teams. And Mike Shanahan's a perfect example. He was a much better coach with John Elway than without John Elway. and so it's like that with a lot of these coaches. You got to have the players so the players can make you look good. And I'm not sure he has those players on his team right now.
One of the interesting parts of this, the preseason, if you want to call it that, was what the Seahawks were going to do with Russell Wilson and his contract. Were you surprised at the numbers that they gave to Wilson one way or the other?
Not really. It's what the market bears. I don't think Russell Wilson is a top-10 quarterback. I don't think he will ever be, but he fits their system perfectly. He's been to two Super Bowls and won one. I understand exactly why they paid him what they did. That's what the market bears. They wanted to keep him. They're going to keep him. He's going to be their long-term answer. And again, he fits their system perfectly. They know how to win with him. He knows how to win within that system. And it's the case of a guy going to the right team. You know, how about Johnny Manziel? Maybe he ended up with the wrong team. Maybe if he'd gone to a different team. Vince Young certainly ended up with the wrong team. If he'd gone to a different team, he might have had a way better chance to succeed. Russell Wilson happened to go to the right team and succeeded. And so I think they paid him for that success, and they plan on him having much more success as they go forward, relying a lot on their defense and on their running game.
Is there some concerns, probably not the right word, because as writers you wouldn't really emotionally be care one way or the other, but can they continue to build a team the same way they have now that he's getting that much money, or is there some sense that maybe they're going to have to kind of shift the way they've been doing things?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're probably at salary cap then, and they're, you know, with all the players they've paid here lately, and I think they are going to have to rely on a lot of young players. But we see that with Super Bowl teams. That happens a lot, and that's why you see some of these teams go downhill a little bit. And I think that's why the Patriots' success has been so monumental in my mind with what they've been able to do to keep their thing going. They've let players go and still managed to win, and they've done it with young players, and they've drafted so well, and I think that's a big reason, and you have to do that. So Seattle's going to have to continue to draft well. They're going to have to continue to do it around young players. They have their core, and that's what you want. You want to make sure you pick out the right core players, though, the quarterback, the cornerback, the pass rusher, the left tackle, you know, those core-type players. You have them under contract, and then the rest of the guys, you know, are going to be lower paid, younger guys that you're going to have to build around, and I think that's what they're going to have to do in the future.
You mentioned DeMarco Murray up in Philadelphia as a guy to kind of see how a new guy in a new place is going to go. Is there anyone else that you think you're really interested to see how they do with their new location, or a guy or two that maybe you think could have a big bounce back year because they're somewhere new this year?
Well, I think the two quarterbacks, obviously, who were traded for each other, is Foles and Bradford. You know, I'm interested to see how both of those guys do in their new places. I think the Rams could be a surprise team in the NFL this season. Love their defense. should have the running game now with Gurley. They've built that offensive line, kind of the Cowboys model over the last couple of years. Lots of draft picks on the offensive line. They got so many draft picks from the Washington Redskins that they've really been able to build with young talent. And so if that quarterback, Nick Foles, can play, stay on the field and play well, I think that could be an up-and-coming team to watch. And then on the other side, we talked about Bradford a little bit, but just to see if he can stay healthy after being banged up the last 2 years and missing most of the last 2 years.
I was told, this isn't coming from me, Shereen, but I was told on the text line to ask you if creepy RT Tony Romo from the commercials has made an appearance out there.
Well, you know, I think that's probably why I got the dye in his eye with a little bit of that makeup that they had him put in. But, no, we haven't seen the too much of the artsy, crafty Tony Romo, but Jason Wilton has made fun of him, and so it's been pretty funny.
What's he been like going into this season? I mean, from when he first got there to, you know, he's a veteran at this point, one of the guys that's going to be looked to if the Cowboys are going to make the Super Bowl, he'll be a reason why. Has his attitude changed going into the season over the last few years, or is he still kind of the same guy he's always been?
Are you talking about Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Yes, you know, yeah, I think he's been pretty much the same guy. Obviously, he's more of a veteran than he used to be. They've rested him a lot last year. Training camp and then into the season. He's certainly gotten more reps this training camp and will get more reps this training camp, healthy for the first time in a while. He's cut out the golf game because of his back and really focused on football, although he did some other outside stuff, as you mentioned, with the DirecTV commercials and his movie and done a whole bunch of things like that. Did a Pizza Hut commercial and was traveling all over. So he's done some things off field. He just hasn't gotten the criticism maybe this golf game has for whatever reason. But I think he's pretty much the same guy. He studies and he's out here working hard and, you know, more of a veteran now. I think during the fight you saw him go over and really tell Dez and Patman to cut it out. And, you know, I don't know that you would have seen him do that maybe even a year or two ago. And he stepped up and showed his leadership role really during that fight the other day. And so I think maybe that's something that's made him a little bit different over the last couple of years where he's changed and matured and grown into a leader.
Well, there we go. Shereen, should be a fun preseason. Even if Cease isn't looking forward to it, I know I am. Going to be a fun time. And have fun up there at the Hall of Fame. You mentioned you might not get to go back for a while. So hopefully it's a fun time this year. And thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Take it easy.
Always good to talk to Shereen Williams, NFL insider for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. She's got a lot of things going on up there.
Her voice always just comes across as enthusiasm. She's ready to go, to do the next thing.
She's got a season practices. So for her, football season's like, you know, there's like 8 steps on the way to football season, and like the first practice is one of the steps. And she's already gotten.
And
to
she's
do that.
Got to jog down there out there in California. You know, each night. Like I said, I'm on her list. She sends a blog out to a newsletter, her own newsletter. Her secret newsletter. It's called a newsletter. It's not a blog. It's a newsletter. And she's pretty funny because she stays involved in everything.
There we go. We're going to talk about the HBO Hard Knocks, which is, of course, coming to Houston, and kind of the effect it has on local media. We'll save that for tomorrow. We'll look at that. We ended up having more stuff.
Save it for another day.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this part of the show. We're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. We got one of the youth of the community is going to be on with us today. So
Larry Bone.
Should be. Well, Larry and a more youthful member of the community. So we'll be back and we'll do that. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Since January of last year, Bryan City Councilman Rafael Pena has been trying to get a sidewalk built with the assistance of county jail inmates along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 to Forest Park Apartments. But private landowners are not interested in donating their land, and City Manager Keene Register said the state required curbs, gutters, and storm sewers to build a sidewalk next to the highway.
I mean, our guys generally spend their time doing maintenance and smaller projects. That's a big project we would hire out. To hire that project out, I think Dr. Barfnick said, would be upwards of $500,000.
An update is possible later this month after Pena said he would meet with private landowners to build either near the highway or get land behind the apartments where a sidewalk could be built along 24th Street. A tight timeline continues to be met for the first phase of developing Blinn College's new campus in West Bryan. Executive Director of Planning and Construction, Richard O'Malley, told the trustees at their last meeting about the progress of designing what's going to be a $35 million building that is scheduled to open in fall of 2017.
And that building is going to be in the 60 to 80,000 square foot range, and it's going to house about 2,000 to 2,500 students.
O'Malley says the goal is to have the board take action on the building design in September, which will feature STEM classes, STEM being the acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. Trustees are expecting to consider the master plan for the entire West Campus in October or November. Fort Worth-based American Airlines has said it will no longer transport big game trophies. It's the latest carrier to announce such a policy since a popular lion named Cecil was killed by a recreational hunter in Zimbabwe. Delta Airlines adopted a ban earlier yesterday. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check.
Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes.
Estimated savings of $100?
Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hot is here. What did you expect in the Brazos Valley in August? But Rattlers has great food and drink specials to fill you up and quench your thirst. Check out these great specials. Jimmy Dean Blazing Hot Sandwich and any size fountain drink or coffee, only $2. Or a fully loaded ballpark hot dog, only $1 with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Be sure to stop by after work for an 18-pack of ice-cold beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texags Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
This is the Zone FM 102.7 on Sports Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. It's Aubrey Bloom and Larry Bowen. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, did you wrangle up one of the youth?
I got one of the youth
corralled
of our community to be on the show today, and I'm almost feeling guilty about having this young lady from our community on, but she's so nice, she was willing to do it. Our guest today is going to be Brian tennis player J.C. Smith, and J.C.'s one of the top players, junior players, in our area, and as a result, she practices a whole lot and plays in a lot of events. And as it turns out, I asked her to be on the radio when she was at the amusement park, and she still agreed to do it. So,
oh, wow.
So she deserves, before we even have her on, she deserves a bless your heart, because that is awfully nice. JC, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're not at the top of the roller coaster, clicking your way up to the top, are you?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, thanks for being on with us, J.C. There are several things I wanted to talk to you about. You're just, let me make sure, you are 16 now, right?
I
I'm 15. I'll be 16 in December.
Okay, you're 15 now. You're playing, like, in the Summer Grand Slam. You played in the 16s, but you're 15 now. So you're 15. I feel like we've known you forever, JC, because I don't know how young you were. The first time I covered you, it was like a Sunday in the Grand Slam over, I remember, over, golly, it just seems like...
I think it might have been 2011.
Yeah, it's been a while. But, I mean, you're just a little tiny thing. It seems like I've been covering you forever, and you're just 15. So there's still, in that time, you've accomplished a lot, so there's a lot I want to ask you about. I would like to ask you, though, JC, to talk a little bit about your tennis progress from when you got started to this point. It's a little bit unusual. There's a lot of kids out there that we've covered in the summer tournaments or in the high school play who kind of went the traditional route and maybe were with a pro at Pebble Creek or at some other country club, or maybe they were coached by a former A&M player. You have a little different story about how you got started in tennis, and you've obviously been successful. And when I talked to you, I think at the very beginning, you've always been very good about giving credit and thanks to the people that kind of helped you get going and get to this point. Tell our listeners a little bit just about, you know, how you've got started, who has worked with you at this point, to this point in your career.
Yeah, well, first I got started with Jeannie McMullen. I've known her ever since I was born, pretty much. And she coached my parents throughout their college. And when they started dating, she knew them even then. And so I got started with her when I was really young, about maybe 4 or 5.
Wow.
And from then on, I had Mr. Gordon Brynjolfsson, who is at the Phillips Event Center now. He helped me a lot to develop at the early ages. And I moved to Midland, Texas for about 3 years, and I had some help there from Lance Armstrong. He's a pro at Midland College. And then I had some help from Sean O'Donovan, who works at Pebble Creek Country Club now. He's the head pro there. And Christina Amo, former A&M player. So, yeah.
So you've had a lot of different people that you've worked with. I guess Miss Jeannie was one of the people that I thought about that it was a little bit different. And that the fact that there was a family tie there and that you started so early is, I think, an interesting story. You clearly, and, you know, we said you're 15, and it seems like we've been covering you for an awfully long time. You started early. I'm sure some of the other kids at your level also started very early as well. You know, we talk to high school athletes, JC, all the time, and usually the people that are on the show or that we interview for the paper, you know, are very successful. And so they've been at it a while. There's not many kids that just, you know, pick up a racket or whatever, a golf club or whatever it might be at 14 and are great all of a sudden. But the thing I ask a lot of kids about is burnout and how you deal with that. I mean, you've put a lot of time and effort into your tennis career, and I've always found you to be a pretty grounded young lady, and you know, you're not... you're not even old enough to know when they used to talk about tennis brats and stuff like that. But you know, you seem to have kept it in a pretty good perspective for someone who's had so much success. How do you do that when you started so early and you really have put so much into it?
Well, it's really about all the mentors that I've had as I've grown up through tennis, and just having the motivation to go out and play, because I'm one of the smaller ones, I guess, in my group of girls. So...
Yeah, that's one of the questions that I had written down. I wanted to ask you about your size. We'll just go ahead and do that right now. For the listeners who don't know, you are not a huge young lady. I think slight would probably be a word that a sports writer would use. I'll put it this way. Over the years, in the summer tournaments like the Grand Slam, and even, you know, last year when you were a freshman in high school, many of the matches your opponents are would be a head taller than you. In some of the summer tournaments, it seemed like when you first started, I think the first match I ever covered you, I think the other girl was twice as tall as you. I think you could have ran between her legs and still hit an overhead. So that's what you deal with that. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can't play in elevator tennis shoes. How do you handle that, JC? Because you have had success, and pretty much every time you step on the court, you can expect to be playing against someone who's bigger and not always stronger, but a lot of times they are bigger and stronger.
Yeah, like one way to make up for that for my smallness is I do a lot of strength and conditioning training. So speed and agility, it's really important for someone my size to catch up to the bigger, stronger girls.
And I would think from what I've seen in your matches too, JC, is probably endurance. You know, you are a tough, kind of gritty kind of player, and you're willing to pay the price and stay out there whatever it takes to get the job done. You have to be pretty strong mentally if the opponent's a foot taller than you and hits the ball harder and has more pace. That's got to be part of it too, right?
Yeah, tennis is a mental game. It's very, it's all in your head, and whatever you think, it could depend, like it could make out the outcome.
Well, see, that's why we struggle here at the radio show, JC. It's a mental game here, too, and most of us are pretty mentally weak. Aubrey and I struggle with that, and that's why we can't do the show or play tennis. I do want to ask you, we've got a few more minutes left with JC Smith, the tennis player from Bryan, who's kind enough on her vacation to be with us on the show. You had to make a decision recently, JC. I talked to you during the Grand Slam, I guess, a couple of months ago. At that time, you hadn't, you know, officially made a decision, but you played for Bryan High School this year as a freshman and had tremendous success, made it to the 5A state semifinals as a freshman. But because you have excelled and because you've done well on the circuit that includes tournaments like the Grand Slam, you had to make a choice about whether to continue to play high school tennis or move away and play and play somewhere else and train and study somewhere. And when we talked in preparation for the show, you told me that you've made the decision that you're gonna do correspondence studies this fall and then train and live at the Newcomb Academy, which is near New Braunfels, in the spring. So you won't be playing for the Vikings this year, and you will be going to, you're going to be one of the new kids as you work to improve your game. Can you tell our listeners about that decision? Because I asked you this summer, you seem like, I don't know if I'd say you were struggling with it, but you were certainly thinking pretty long and hard about it. And for a lot of people, it would be kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you were good enough to go, you would go. But I think you have friends here in town and kids in school and stuff, and maybe it wasn't real easy. Tell our listeners about having to make that choice, because not many of us know what it's like to be in that position.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to have to go away from your friends and your family for extended periods of time, but if you want to take the game to the next level, then you're going to have to find other places, like big academies like Nukes, and kids from all over the world come and play there trying to find that next level. So it's really about whether you have the motivation to take your game up. So
now, when you go there, JC, let's talk. And you mentioned kids from all over the world. And, man, when we go out to the Summer Grand Slam, which has kids from 18, I don't know, down through 12s, I guess, the best kids around the country, around the state playing that tournament, and you cannot – walk around a corner without bumping into somebody with a new shirt on. Matter of fact, while you're there, JC, I wear a size double XL, and I think I was the only guy on the whole Mitchell Tennis Center courts last year that didn't have a Nuke shirt. So I'm not just teasing about that, sweetie. But there, you know, there are a lot of great players there, and you'll be competing with and training with players who have had similar to success to yours. And talk about your goals and what you want, JC, because even kids at the top level of their sport have different things in mind. Some kids, want to use it to get a college education, to get a scholarship and play in college. Some people think about a pro career. Some people want to go win Wimbledon. There's all kinds of different levels. But as you look at it, and you've made a pretty major decision career-wise, and you're trying to, as you said, go to the next level with your game, what are you aiming for? And it's hard to ask a 15-year-old kid that, but I have the feeling that you're mature enough that you probably have thought that through a little bit. What do you hope comes of this?
Yeah, I hope that I'm able to go play for a Division I college, and also get the education that I want in sports medicine. There's a lot of colleges that have really good programs and great tennis teams and coaches and things. So my ultimate goal is to play college tennis on the team.
So if you could get your game to the point where you could get a college scholarship, get a good education, and get a career in sports medicine, that would be good. You wouldn't have to be in the top 10 of the Women's Tennis Association rankings to feel like tennis paid off for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
As we're finishing up with J.C. Smith from Bryan, who's nice enough to visit with us on her vacation, so she gets extra points. I told her if she could fix my backhand, she'd get quadruple points, but she didn't. She thought that was a little bit too much to ask. But I asked you if you wanted to go win Wimbledon or make the top 10 of the pros. But do you follow the pros much, JC? I mean, you're playing all the time. You're practicing all the time, except when some goofy radio show calls you at the middle of a water slide or something. But Serena's kind of on the verge of this, incredible stuff. Is there's a lot of international players that in the women's game that are up pretty high. Do you have somebody that you like or something that catches your attention with the pros?
I really like watching Maria Sharapova for her mental toughness on the court and her intensity. I think she's a really good role model, too. I love watching her play.
Right. Okay, as I haven't asked my partner in the show here, Aubrey, I haven't asked him this because I don't even know if he is a player or would like to be a player, but I'm not anymore, but at one point in my time, I really loved to get out and play. And I think one thing, if I had like a tennis dream or you know how they have that like make-a-wish thing or whatever, this is different because I'm not talking about a child with a deadly disease, but if you could do a sports thing, I always used to think, To get to play a match, I'm not talking about a Wimbledon match, but just a match on center court, and just to see what it felt like would be the coolest thing. What is there anything in tennis you think like, man, if I can check that off my list, that I would have taken care of everything. Is there anything like that for you?
Well, I would say playing on center court of on the Australian Open, going to Australia, going to Melbourne, and seeing those courts.
Okay, and you could probably have, Rod Laver would be there cheering for you.
Oh, definitely.
And,
maybe.
Okay. Well, JC, thanks for making the time for us. As I said, it's really nice of you to be with us and take a break from when you finally got some time off. And we wish you all the best. The fact that you're going to be training at the Newcomb Academy and won't be part of our high school scene here doesn't change the fact that you are one of our, we talk about the youth of our community, you're one of those and you'll continue to be, so we'll keep up with you and as you go forward, who knows? You might go to Nukes and get so good that college is not the only thing on your mind. You might go pro. You might need an agent. So you just want to keep us in mind. You never know what might happen. But we'll be keeping in touch with you. I would expect at the very least that we'll see you back next year as a high seed in the girls' 16s at the Grand Slam. And we wish you all the best. You really handled your success well, based on what I've seen, and we wish you continued success, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed being here.
Okay, watch out for the roller coaster.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Aubrey, that's another first. You know, we just keep expanding the bounds.
Hey, every day I never know what to expect on the High School Report, but that was another good episode of The High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
Well, you see, I'm the traffic chopper guy from the news, and I was just flying by and noticed a lot of people headed your way. Well, what's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas during our clearance event. So many great models to choose from. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details. Sale ends September 8th. Toyota, let's go places.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Your home for Houston Astros baseball. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Welcome back. I started to just let that one play out. Kelly, you're over here.
Nighttime would
you got dancing. You got a whole routine.
You
going.
Wouldn't even look at me. You were so embarrassed for me that I was dancing.
No, you couldn't. Yes. I was watching the time to see how much time we have.
Your face was flushed, and you're like, I cannot look at Kelly right now because she's the worst dancer I've ever seen.
This is lies, is what's going on right now. What's going on out there? Well, anything?
Yes, there are things going on out there.
Okay.
We've got Samuel Peschek is covering the beef cattle short course, which on the face of it doesn't sound like something that you or I would be eligible to go to, because we're not ranchers. But anyway, it brings in like 1,600 people here. And, of course, it is benefiting from the fact that we have all of these agriculture experts at Texas A&M, which is a land-grant college. And so it's a big deal. It's the largest of its kind. The symposium is the largest of its kind in the world.
I would hope so. It is a huge event.
Yeah. And...